Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the podcast for high-achieving perfectionist women struggling to see their worth in motherhood. With me, Rhea Oliver, owner of the Maternal Wellbeing Foundation and emotional health coach and therapist for anxious mums. I believe that when a woman truly finds herself in motherhood, it is often for the very first time in her life. Only then is she able to shed the weight of expectation, conditioning, judgment, and her worth being tied into productivity. And that this is one of the most freeing journeys a woman can go on. So join me while we delve into being perfectly imperfect and step into being uniquely you in motherhood. I wanted to start this podcast with telling you why learning how to be perfectly imperfect is not only so important, but also a journey that I have walked. So I know firsthand how you are feeling, what you are going through, and the difference it makes to come out the other side. What I opened my eyes to was this: conditioning around what it is to be a woman, conditioning around what it is to be a mother, and how everyone unintentionally or subconsciously buys into these stereotypes and then reaffirms and revalidates them through all of our actions and all of our behaviours. And these kind of things only really start to get challenged once you become a mother, or maybe once you start entering into those later stages of life. And suddenly everything changes, and you can either fight against those changes or you can lean into them and really start to see where they take you. Now, let me take you back to September of 2020. It was a really hot summer's day in lockdown, and I was in labour with my third and final child. And on that day, my life changed forever. I had my last baby, but my first girl. And in becoming a mum to a girl, it is like my blinkers came off and I could see the world and who I was within it and my sense of self and my own conditioning through her eyes. And it made me realise how the way that I had been wasn't enough for her. The way that I had been wasn't what I wanted for her. I didn't want her just to follow in my footsteps as she grew up. I wanted her to be greater than me, to stand in her sense of self, to know her worth, to know her values, to be able to speak her mind and use her voice in a way that actually I felt like I had never been able to do. But as her mum, I can only teach her these things if I'm role modelling the same thing. Now, I realised I had been a total walkover for most of my life, that I had often silenced myself and told myself to be quieter and be smaller. Or when I was struggling with my emotions, I would always say to people, like, I just need time to myself while I process this. But actually, I wasn't processing and then coming back to the table with my opinion and my voice and my feelings. I was processing and then compartmentalizing it and containing everything I felt and putting a lid on it and brushing things under the carpet, because I felt like other people's feelings mattered more than my own. And as a good girl and as a people pleaser, I didn't want to make somebody else feel the way that I had often felt in my life and through various experiences that I went through. So I would isolate myself when emotions felt big, and I would overplay conversations in my head and worry about, if I was to say this thing about how I'm feeling, how is that other person going to respond? And I don't want them to feel that way or to respond that way. So I'm just going to bury all of this stuff and keep the peace and keep on moving forwards, except I wasn't moving forwards. I was staying stuck in exactly the same place because I was never voicing my opinions. I was never standing up for myself. I was never putting those boundaries in place that I so desperately lacked at the time. I let things slide to keep the peace, but Was I keeping the peace or was I just keeping myself silent? I waited a lot, oh my God, a lot, for other people to treat me right whilst letting them treat me badly and hoping that one day we would just wake up and everything would be different and the way they treated me would be different, living with that eternal hope that at some point in the future things would change without me having to stand my ground or voice my opinions or talk about the way that I felt. And that version of reality, I want to call it, it's not a reality at all. It was like a dangling carrot because nothing changes at the stroke of midnight. You don't get to wake up and things be miraculously different without putting in the work in order to get to that space. And for me, that work would have been no longer self-silencing, prioritizing my needs, allowing my feelings to be expressed to everybody else. But instead, I turned a blind eye to things that were an issue in the hope that these things would resolve themselves at some point. I had raging good girl complex, and I had been aware that I'd had that for a long time. There were various experiences in my life that led me to believe that just simply being me was not enough, or that I was unlikable. So I would fit into a mold of who I thought other people expected me to be, because that felt like a safer space. I was the kind, amenable walkover. I was giving, I was loving, I was self-sacrificing. I never wanted to be the person that caused a fuss or rocked the boat in any way. So I would always toe the line. I would always do the right thing. And essentially, I think I just wanted to be able to blend into the background so that people didn't notice me too much. And I'd often have people saying to me, God, you're so calm all the time, like nothing ever phases you. And that was very much a front, an exterior that I was putting on because I didn't want people to know what was going on inside or the way that I was feeling. And actually, for a long time, I didn't know myself because I'd become so good at compartmentalizing and putting a lid on it that I thought I was moving past things and progressing and doing all of these things, but I wasn't. I was presenting an exterior to the world of cool, calm and collected. But on the inside, I was like, I don't know who I am. I don't know how to express how I'm feeling. It feels scary to be in emotionally vulnerable situations. But if I come across as being quite strong and confident and in control and on top of everything, other people might not see what's going on beneath the surface. And then I also realized that actually so many of my motherhood challenges, like I love being a mum. Oh my God, I love it so much. My kids have given me a purpose in life that I never knew I was missing until they came along. Do I have some crazy triggering days? Yes, 100%. Do I have some times where I'm like, I just do not feel like I'm coping, or I cannot figure out a way to get us through this difficult moment? Oh my God, yes. But I realized that actually so many of my motherhood struggles had been because of the good girl, because of that mold I had always fitted into. I was calm, often unemotional at times where I should really have been expressing myself. I was easygoing, and now in motherhood, I'm being tested, I'm tired, I'm frazzled. There isn't a moment to stop and look after yourself. And my emotional outbursts that would come in these moments would make me feel uneasy and vulnerable and made me feel not like the mum that I wanted to be. And that really cut deep. But actually what I realized was this was me stepping outside of the good girl complex. I'd been in this mold. I'd been almost invisible, like a bit of a wallflower, just the same as everybody else, coming across as being that cool, calm and collected woman. And now in motherhood, this is the thing with motherhood. It cracks you open and puts you back together again in a completely different way. Because I can't be the good girl and be a mum, because I'm trying to raise tiny humans to find their place in life and their sense of self and be able to express their emotions and do all the things so that they are able to rely on themselves later in life. But I can't teach them all of these things if I'm eternally self-sacrificing and self-sabotaging and self-silencing and all of these things I've been as the good girl. So these days in motherhood that feel triggering and difficult, it's not because of what the kids are doing or saying or how they're behaving. It's because in them being inherently them, it makes me have to step out of being the good girl in order to deal with that. It makes me step out of having to be the good girl and grow and change and adapt and find who I am rather than keep fitting into all of these molds. Now, I'm still all of those good parts of me. I'm still kind and loving and caring, and I like to look after people around me, and I can still be all of those things. But now I also have a voice. I also express the way that I feel. I also put boundaries around my time and my energy and the kind of rubbish that I do and do not allow in and out of my life. And that is how we start cracking the code on the good girl complex. It's knowing that you can still be shy and sensitive and all of these lovely parts of you without being a walkover, without self-silencing, without putting other people's needs before your own. And I know how so many people struggle with this, in that, like, well, isn't it selfish? Isn't it selfish to think about yourself all the time? And I don't just think about myself. I'm thinking about my kids all of the time. I'm doing the things that are right for us, but in a way that allows me to be me now and not who I feel like I should be. Not the stereotypical mum role that I should be in, or working mum role, or woman role, or wife role, or any of that stuff. I am just me. And when I am me, it is so easy to put those boundaries in. It is so easy to voice my opinion. It is so easy to talk about my feelings. It is so easy to be perfectly imperfect and have days where I mess up without beating myself up for it, and have days where I'm like, God, everything feels heavy and difficult today. But you know what? Rather than reinforcing negative beliefs about myself, I'm going to have conversation around this. And I'm going to say to people, honestly, when they say, how was your weekend? I'm like, awful, actually. It was really not a good one. But I know why. And I know what I can work on. And I know how to move myself forwards from this place. And there is so much power in being in that space. But what I had done is unwittingly allowed myself to get lost, not in motherhood, because this was going on way before motherhood. In fact, motherhood was the thing that started putting me back together. And it was having my daughter that was the final piece of that puzzle. Like, now is the time that you've got to step up and do something different and be the person that you were destined to be. And I know how fluffy and crazy almost that sounds, but I had been a certain type of person for so long because I always felt like it was my role and my responsibility to be the good one and to not cause a fuss and to fly under the radar and do all the things right. And that wasn't working for me anymore. So I had allowed myself to get lost into this sea of conditioning. And now I was in a space where I was like, who am I? What actually do I enjoy? And there was momentarily a sense of emptiness that came with that. I don't know. I don't know who I am. I don't know how I feel. God, it's going to make me emotional. I don't know what I enjoy to do anymore because so much of life had changed. And this identity shift had happened as I became a mum, which was 2016, I had my first son. And when I was pregnant with my daughter in 2020, something solidified that. I didn't know at that time I was having a girl. Instinctively, I knew. I never had a gender scan, gender reveal, none of that. I didn't know. Instinctively, I knew I was having a girl. And I remember so clearly being in my first trimester and being out to dinner with my family, and I was in tears saying, I have absolutely no idea who I am anymore. I have no idea what I like to be or do outside of motherhood or outside of working. And it was such an emotionally devastating moment to have that realization. but the first step towards me thinking this has got to change. I will go through this pregnancy and I will welcome this baby gladly into my arms and into my family. But I knew in that moment, in that first trimester, that this is the beginning of starting to get me back. Now, when my beautiful baby girl swam into my arms in the most glorious home birth, I knew what I wanted for her was to know that her voice matters, that she is enough always, exactly how she is, that it is not her job to look after other people, that her feelings are valid, and that actually I should want all of this for myself as well. And that realization to me was actually huge. We so easily slip into not enoughness and feelings of failure and worrying about all of our flaws rather than celebrating all of our uniqueness, that we normalize being in that space so much that it feels like that is just what life is. This is the only way we can be now. But when we look at our children, we see hope and the future and positivity and all of their qualities, and we celebrate all of this stuff in them that we just don't do for ourselves. And that's not okay. And it stopped being okay for me. We can't keep writing ourselves off at certain stages in life and telling ourselves this is as good as it gets, because that is your good girl complex coming in. Just toe the line. Don't cause a fuss. Don't stick your head up and shout from the rooftops that you want more, because who are you to want more? Who are you for life to be any different for you? But actually, I don't ever want to be at, I don't know, 85 years old, on my deathbed or seeing out my last years and look back and think, I lived a half life. For what? For other people's comfort? But actually losing myself or losing my sense of identity and losing my fulfillment and joy in life? Like, that's not enough. I wouldn't want that for my kids, and I definitely don't want that for myself. Perfectionism had been a part of my past. I was a high achiever at school. I was the academic one. I absolutely worked myself to the bone in corporate roles in my pre-kids life, because I worked in a very male-dominated environment, and I would do all the things and be all the things and work all the hours and produce all the reports and do all of this amazing stuff, working way over my hours and being the absolute backbone of the companies that I worked for, because I constantly had to prove my worth. I felt like I wanted to be the perfect wife. I hated to do anything where I didn't feel like I was doing it to the best of my ability. And I let go of this, particularly when I became a mum, which is when most people's perfectionism ramps up. Because I very quickly realised when my firstborn was in my arms, thank the Lord for my kids, actually, because they have shown me more about myself than I ever would have learned on my own. But I realised when he was born that all of these achievements and these perfectionism habits and these ways of proving my worth had failed in comparison to the immeasurable things I now had in life in my children. The love of my kids, the easy, slow days with them, all the lovely little things that we aren't taught to appreciate or even be grateful for sometimes, because we have been told that you've got to be the best and do the best and be all the things and get the job and the career and the house and the cars and all of this stuff that you can tick off a to-do list. And then we just start living our lives by to-do lists and things that we can show to the external world. The immeasurable things in my life are the things that matter to me more than anything else. It's those little moments with my kids. It's the sparkle in their eye. It's the joy in their faces when we're doing something new or something amazing happens. And we've never been taught to look at life that way. And that's what changed for me when I became a mum. And all of a sudden, the need to be perfect just wasn't there anymore. I didn't have that drive, because what I had was so perfectly imperfect. All of the amazing moments and memories I was making with my kids were the things that I'd never, ever planned for, never even thought about. And they were the best things. So I let go of being perfect. And I realized that actually I just wanted to be. I wanted to be present and I wanted to be there and I wanted to see all of their milestone moments. I just wanted to be, and I enjoyed becoming their mum. And then I've also enjoyed also becoming more me as a result of that. And I didn't want to teach my boys back then, before my daughter was born, that they had to be perfect. And again, the only way that I could teach them that was to role model it myself. But the good girl complex was harder to realize for me. In fact, I didn't even have the terminology for it until I trained to do emotional health coaching and therapy. So that good girl complex was harder to realize, let alone let go of, because for so long that had felt part and parcel of just simply who I was. As the good girl, you might relate into this if you are someone where your needs are last all of the time, where it feels like your voice just doesn't matter. No matter what you say, people don't listen. So maybe you've just got used to not saying it in the first place. You might feel like how you feel is less important compared to other people in your life. I was always told I was too sensitive. You're too sensitive about stuff. You react too strongly to things. So I learned how to dampen that down a bit. Other people's needs always felt way more important than my own. But actually, rather than this all being a part of my personality really is being shy and loving and kind and considerate and nurturing. And being the good girl had been born out of certain life experiences I've had, the most significant one being bullying, where I was made to feel not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, at a time in my life where those things really mattered. In my mid-teens, where your body's changing and your hormones are changing and the way you look changes. And I held on to the message I got from that bullying for such a long time. And I tried to be the good girl and not rock the boat so that I didn't get more bullying and not cause a fuss so that people didn't notice me. And I made myself smaller and shrunk into the background because of that. Now, two of the biggest signs of the good girl complex are obedience and keeping quiet. So obedience is where you're toeing the line. You're not causing a fuss. You're just doing what's expected of you so that nobody ever really notices you. And self-silencing, self-sacrificing, keeping yourself smaller so that you're not as visible to people. Now, once I was a mother, I realised that that kind of mould that I'd been cast in all of a sudden felt way too restrictive. I didn't want to be in it anymore. I didn't want to be conforming to all of this stuff anymore and being who everyone else needed me to be. Because in that moment in time with three little ones, I needed to be who they needed me to be, which was actually inherently just myself. There is nothing more amazing, I think, when you become a mum than being unconditionally seen and unconditionally loved by someone. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say, they will come back and love you harder every single time. And they needed me to be me so that I could be the best me for them. And that is what helped me break the mold. And I see this a lot in therapy too, that women come to me when they're like, I feel so trapped in being just mum or being the good wife or being the working mum who's having to do it all and balance it all, that it feels claustrophobic almost. I'm losing myself within it, but I also have no idea who I am outside of that. Now, whatever your catalyst is for having this realization happens in the blink of an eye sometimes. It doesn't even need to be a particularly big event. But there just might be something, like there was for me, where all of a sudden it felt like I took my blinkers off and the way that I saw the world was so different. But when you're stuck in this place between who everybody else expects me to be and where I want to be, but I have no idea what that looks like or who I am, you're in this middle ground of stuckness where you feel frustrated and irritable and not at all yourself. But you can't always put your finger on exactly why. I'll hear a lot from clients of them saying, I'm drowning in responsibility and I've got no time for me. I feel so guilty when I prioritize myself. I didn't say how I felt because I knew that I wouldn't be listened to. So what was the point? And I have everything I've always wanted in this family life, but it just doesn't quite feel enough or fulfilling in the way that I thought it would. And, you know, I hear that from almost everyone that I see, because what this good girl complex is teaching us is that your worth is tied into self-sacrifice. Your worth is tied into nurturing other people, but never yourself. Your worth is tied into productivity, which is serving others. Your worth is tied into conformity, which is pleasing others. And this is a breeding ground for the need to develop habits around people pleasing and perfectionism. And I have been there myself, and I see it in all of my clients. So if you are feeling that way too, you are not alone. At the core of it all for me, I had a feeling of unworthiness, of being unlovable or unlikable. And in order to fit in, I became the good girl. I became who everybody else expected me to be. But staying in this mold, I realized, meant never being true to myself. And as a mother, that didn't feel enough because I wouldn't want the same for my kids. The realization of all of this hit hard when my daughter was born, because there was something different about having a girl in my arms and what I was teaching her about what it is to be a woman and a mother that made me stop and think, I already don't feel myself or like I know who I am or what I enjoy anymore. And I have got to figure this out for her and for me. But really, all of this started years before that, when I started working in emotional health and well-being, and I realized the constraints I had on myself. I realized the dominance of belief systems and how inherently part of us they feel when they're not. They're just a set of assumptions or a set of messages or experiences that we've had that feel like it forms who we are, and it's not. It's constraints. It's the good girl complex. And then having my daughter helped me to really take those blinkers off. And I thought, while I've normalized so much of this for myself, I would never want her to make herself so small. So why should I want that for myself? It is never, never too late to change. And so I began unpicking all of this and unlayering these years worth of messaging and comments and feelings and thoughts and everything else that had got me to this point of being so solidly in the good girl complex. I just thought that's who I was. And when I started to unpick that, and when I started to peel back the layers and began finding myself, what I realized was I needed more time for me. I needed more support. I needed more consideration. I needed to be heard. I needed time to recharge. If I was going to be the backbone of the family and the one that keeps everybody else moving and together and happy and well, I had to have time for myself to do the same. Running on empty wasn't an option anymore. Not speaking up for myself and my feelings and my thoughts and getting my voice heard wasn't an option anymore. I no longer wanted to live being unseen, unheard, and undervalued. It wasn't enough and it wasn't okay. Part of finding myself was reteaching other people how to love and treat me in a place where I had a voice and I had boundaries. And some people could change with me. Other people weren't able to change with me. And it was a choice for them if they wanted to grow or if they wanted to stay in a place where they needed me to be a certain person in order for me to feel accepted. And that wasn't a place that I was willing to be anymore. We are so good and become so good as women, particularly at being who others needed to be. But in transitions like this, I needed to show up for myself more than I needed to make other people comfortable. And my biggest takeaway through going through breaking free from the good girl complex and perfectionism and people pleasing was that I can't be everything to everybody else and nothing to myself. So I began the biggest transition of my life on top of motherhood, on top of postpartum, and I just had to be me, which sounds really simple, right? You've just got to be me. Don't worry about anything else. But it takes so much courage to keep stepping into who me is or who I need me to be for a change. And most people think this transition will be daunting or scary or difficult and uncomfortable. And let me tell you, it has had its moments, but it has also felt so empowering and so enlightening and purposeful and meaningful. And it has been the best thing I ever could have done for myself. And it's all inner work. Outwardly, I look and seem exactly the same to people outside of me. But on the inside, everything has changed. My world shifted as I went through this process. And I wish I had known that I mattered for my whole life. I wish that this hadn't been a lesson that I'd learned the really hard way, but this had actually just been my way of living. And this is what I want for my daughter, to never doubt her worth and her value in the world. But I am thankful and grateful for the fact that I've got to do this for the sake of my three children, so that they can learn something different about what it is to be a woman and a mother and a wife and all of the different roles that I play in life. And I invite you to do the same. If anything from this episode has touched a nerve or got you thinking about the role that you play in your life and the good girl complex and how it impacts you, I'd love for you to drop me a DM on Instagram at Maternal Wellbeing Foundation, and let's just have a chat, because man, do I wish I had had someone to talk to about all of this when my blinkers first came off and I opened my eyes to how closed off and small I had been. I did it the hard way. You don't have to. So either drop me a DM or continue listening to this podcast that help you unpick more and more layers of what being perfectly imperfect actually means. Because it is time to not be small anymore. It is time to take a deep dive into your emotional awareness, into your vulnerabilities, into your challenging beliefs, and to step into self-empowerment and being perfectly imperfect for once in your life. Thank you for listening to this episode of Perfectly Imperfect, the space for perfectionist mums wanting to find their worth and themselves in motherhood. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to find out more about my services or how I can support you, find me on Instagram at Maternal Wellbeing Foundation, or drop me an email on Rhea@thematernalwellbeingfoundation.com.